Hard to believe, but last night, Port Huron City Council had their last regularly scheduled meeting of 2019. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Man, we've reached the end of the year, haven't we?
No, I was thinking that when I was calling you. My goodness, it seemed like we just said Happy New Year, and now we're going to another year.
I know.
It goes by much too quickly.
Busy agenda last night because it is the last one and the only one of this month, so a lot of ground to cover, including a public hearing about a home that's become kind of a nuisance on Cedar Street.
It certainly has. It's been an eyesore to the neighbors. It's been about 2 years. There was a fire in there, and the homeowner, of course, I think, struggled at first to get insurance money, but it's just been an ongoing hearing a little bit there, but the neighbors have pretty much gotten fed up with it, and certainly we have, too, with trying to deal with it. So last night we did adopt a resolution that orders immediate demolition of the house.
How important is it when situations like this arise with a home that's in disrepair and neighbors are starting to complain and it becomes a blight issue? How important is it to correct that situation, get rid of it?
Well, it's very important because that's deteriorating to the whole neighborhood when something like that happens, and certainly it's unsafe. I think there's been secured as well as it could have been secured, and so you have animals that get into it, that type of thing. So you have, and different things like that. But once you have one house in a neighborhood to look like that, it really wears in the whole neighborhood.
Yeah. This was an issue before, and I guess it's tabled or set aside for now, but SC4 wanted to buy Haynes Park from the city. They've decided that it's not going to suit their needs for what they wanted to do, but is the city still willing, are you still willing to sell Haynes Park to the college if they find some other use for that property?
Well, certainly, that's something to look at if they come back to us. At this point, they have decided that they have other things to pursue, and they're not going to pursue that right now. But should that become an option in the future, certainly. It was a good plan, but I understand that they have a lot going on right now, and they're just going to pursue other things at the moment. But certainly in the future, if that were the case, it would be something to look at.
Anything else of note from last night's meeting?
A lot of business paying bills, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Because as you said, it is our in December, unless something were to come up that we needed to have a special meeting. But, basically that was the main, just last night's meeting was a lot to do with bills and bids and, that type of thing. We did approve an agreement last night to continue with the arrangement that we have with Port Huron by two police officers and school resource officers. That's a good thing. I guess it's working out very well. The school district's very happy, and the police department's very happy with how it's going, too. So it's been a good thing for both entities, and we are going to continue with another 3-year agreement to do that.
Okay, yeah, that's turned out to be a really good program. As we look ahead to 2020, which is now just days away at this point, what's on the horizon for the city of Port Huron in the coming year?
Well, of course, one of the biggest issues that we're still facing is our unfunded liabilities, and hopefully we get that put to bed next year. The process is still continuing with the state treasury as far as to whether we can bond for that. Certainly that's probably going to come up first part of the year, I would say, I think maybe February, to see if that all comes to fruition, which will certainly put us in a better standing financially, although we did receive our, audit last night at the meeting, too, and certainly we had a good audit, so that's very good. But going forward, as they pointed out last night, our pension liability and what we have to pay each year is just continually going up.
Yeah.
So at a fast pace, so we do have to address that. That's certainly something that's on the horizon. And, we always are continuing with economic development sort of obviously wanting to have more economic development in the city of Port Huron and always working on neighborhoods. I mean, these are issues that have continued to year after year, and I think we've made good progress, but certainly there's a whole lot more to make, too. So all of those issues should be continued to be worked on.
All right. Forward we go into 2020. In the meantime, Madam Mayor, have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll talk again in 2020.
Cool. Oh, that sounds terrible.
I know, doesn't it?
We do have a couple of weeks. You never know. We
do.
Might talk again before that.
Well, I hope so. I certainly welcome it. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
All right,
Paul.
Pauline. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.